Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
Sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
All right, we hit the fan at 6 o'clock, obviously, radio.com. Brought to you, of course, by Casamigos Tequila, the folks. We'll bring you that very special product brought to you by those who drink it. And, you know what? I was just chatting, as those of you that were on radio.com know, if you were listening on the Fan, you might not be aware of it, but on radio.com, you understand. I was just chatting with Rick Pitino on for the last half, 45 minutes or so on radio.com. And he and I have a partnership along with the guy who runs Casamigos Tequila, Lee Einslider. We have a couple of horses together, including one called Full Court Press, and Pitino is going to bring that style to Iona, and that's what we were chatting about, as he said he had to sign seven players, and he has already put together a staff, and he's ready to go, and he's ready to bring that style. You know, they're used to running and gunning at Iona with Timmy Clouse, who Rick said he had spoken to also. And I've been in touch with Tim, and we send our best to him, obviously. He's gone through a lot, and we hope he's, we send our prayers, and we hope that he gets better real soon and is getting better. But now Rick's going to take over at Iona for Tim, who did a brilliant job. I mean, just a brilliant job over the decade he was there. I mean, he became a fixture in the NCAA tournament, 25 wins every year. I mean, the guy was unbelievable. You could see how much Iona missed him this year. And now Rick will bring his Pitino ball, and that means pressing and threes and running up and down the floor. And he said he had to go get seven players to bring into the program, and he's been out looking for players now as we speak. And obviously everyone talking about all the other stuff that's going on right now as we watch business get curtailed in every part of the country, in every business in the country. It doesn't matter what business you're in, you've been impacted in some way, and will probably be impacted in more, and there's a good chance that they will even restrict our travel and restrict our movement even more in the weeks to come here, as the next couple of weeks seem to be critical. The cases are up to, every day the number's going to go up and up and up. It's now 4,300 and counting across the country. It's going to continue to go up each day as we continue to intensify the testing. It's going to go up, by big numbers each and every day. I don't know what this number is in this country going to look like. Who knows? Hopefully we can curtail this. But clearly, the country, especially the stock market, when Trump comes out to do a press conference with his group at 20 after 3, as he did on Friday, and moved the market positively, today he moved the market negatively because they did not like what they heard. And what they heard him say was, he was asked, which was probably he downplayed it early and tried to soft sell it early. And I can understand that. You don't want to be alarmist. Okay. And listen, you're in his position. No matter what you do, positively or negative, you're going to get knocked. You're going to own this. I mean, it's not fair. It's not something that, he started. But as a president, you're going to own whatever happens while you're president. So whatever gets dumped in your lap, how you deal with it how it ends up is your legacy, whether you can control it or not, whether it's within your control or not. It still becomes part of your legacy, good or bad. And this, how this is handled between now and Labor Day will probably go a very long way to decide the election. If it is a nightmare, it'll be very difficult for him to get reelected. If it is a sweeping success and things turn out much better than anybody could have hoped for, it'll be a positive for him. And he has to understand that. That's going to be part of the deal because that's the way this works. I mean, that's just, it's, you know, a lot of it is what you're thrust into. As presidents, a lot of times your history, your legacy is not part of anything you did. It's what was thrust on you, what you were in charge of, what happened on your watch. And that's what this is going to obviously impact him greatly. There's no way around that. And I'm sure that's frustrating at times, and he's got to deal with it and do the best job that he can possibly do. But today he came out and said, well, we hope to have to be coming out the other side of this by July or August. And I think people were like, whoa, July and August? The first time we heard that. You know, the last couple of days we've been hearing about, well, it's going to get, it could peak around the last week in April. And you've heard a couple of experts with that. It could, you know, a couple of guys I've listened to daily who I thought were pretty smart about it, you know, doctors on TV, could peak the last week in April, and then we could start to see positive results and maybe be out of it by Memorial Day. I'd say 9 weeks it could run its course. You're saying, wow, that's a long time, but all right. And then today to have him come out with, well, you know, July, August. Whoa, July or August. There goes summer. And let's be honest. People in baseball have been throwing around May 1st as a date. I don't see it. And I don't see them coming back and playing in empty stadiums now. I don't think that works. I don't think it works. I just don't think, you still have to bring a lot of people back to run the ballparks. You still have to do a lot of different things. So you're still going to have to congregate. It's just not going to work. I mean, the other sports, who knows what they're going to do unless they're going to play through the summer. I mean, unless the winter sports are going to, I think they can come back and eventually have some playoff runs, even if they downsize their playoff models. So let's say they decided to come back and held a week of camp in both the winter sports to get themselves ready, 7 to 10 days to get themselves ready. And then you start the playoffs on a down, forget the regular season, it's over. And then you take the teams that qualify for the playoffs and downsize the scale of the playoffs where you start with best of threes and then go maybe best of fives and then finish up with a best of seven and get out of there. At least you crown a champion, get some TV revenue, and put a finish on your season. That might work. Other than that, I mean, I don't see them taking it into September because they'll kill next year. So baseball is going to be able to have a season. I don't know how many games, but they'll be able to have a season. Even if they have a 100-game season, 120-game season, they still have a season. Football obviously got very lucky here with this, or we think they did anyway. I mean, they're going to have to do things differently right now in free agency and in the draft, but they're going to have free agency. They're going to have the draft. They're going to open their season. We know that. They're going to curtail a lot of stuff. They're going to do it differently, but they are going to still have the opening of a season. They still are a long way from they can forget their OTAs and forget their mini camps and just get ready for training camp. And hopefully they can start on time in late July, early August, and go from there and have a regular season. We'll see if that's the case. So we are to that point. We are canceling race meets. We are canceling golf tournaments. We have canceled everything. We know that there are events that are going to try and be run. They're going to try and run, even if they run the Belmont first and then run the Preakness, then run the Derby over the summer. They could do that and run them in inverse order. They can get that done in racing. The Masters could go Labor Day weekend or go sometime in October if it had to or go sometime in September. So the Masters will get it. They'll have a date. they'll play sometime this year because they're the Masters. They can launch themselves on any date they want. As long as they get the golf to get the majors spaced out, they can do that. We might have majors played this year, September, October, November, December. Who knows, you know, in different locales around the country. Who knows? You never know. We'll have to wait and see how that's played out. But they can still do that and have a golf season. Certain seasons it can work. They can reschedule. You can reschedule in horse racing. You can reschedule in golf. It's harder to do in these other sports, much harder to do, especially the winter sports that are really up against it right now. Obviously, the events like college basketball have already lost their season. You can't make up an NCAA tournament. There's nothing they can do about it. I mean, you can't make up all the sports that all the spring athletes have lost in high school and in college. And, hey, you know, for the seniors, you feel bad. For the teams that made the tournament, you feel bad. The teams that had a special season and qualified, you feel bad. But there's not much you can do. I mean, it is an extremely strange time we live in now. And I opened up the 5 o'clock hour radio.com with this, and it really rings true to me. I think of the things now that I've lived through, the things that, you know, that are emblazoned in your memory, whether it's the Cuba Missile Crisis, which I remember the nuns teaching you how to put your head under your desk, the idea of fallout shelters, coming home that night when the news was on and everyone was worried about blockades and the war was in the air and everything like that. I remember seeing the newspaper, blockade was across the top of the page. Right after that, the Kennedy assassination and how that just horrified the nation, crushed the nation over that weekend in November of 63. The assassinations of 68, the Vietnam War, how divided the country was, the burning of the cities in this country during the race riots of the late 60s. Recently, 9/11, the hurricanes, Hurricane Sandy, 16 days we had no power. I think of things like that. But all of them, and some of them were devastating. 9/11 was something like we never lived through before. But it was so different than this. This has just intensified in its motion and how it just, all of a sudden, there came a day where we just had to stop living. And we've never seen that before in this country. We've never been to this. All right, yes. Did everything shut down for a couple of days after 9/11? Absolutely. Everything shut down. Nothing was moving. There was no business. There was no everyday life. It stopped cold. But little by little, it came back. Day after day, we dug out, and it got a little better. And then everything came back 10 days later and we started, you know, going through it. And it wasn't easy getting through that first holiday season, the whole thing, but we, step by step. This has such a, this is cloaked in so much uncertainty. This is unfolding where every day it's, all right, now deal with this. Okay, now deal with this. And every business has its own particular unknowns as it starts to deal with this. And like I said, no business won't be impacted. Our business is sports. Our business is radio. We'll be impacted on every level of that. Now, for me, I'm in a different place now than I've been in my career, where I'm in a little different place now at this stage. But still, it's going to impact everybody. The kids who are breaking into the station, it's going to impact them. The guys who are just getting their first show is going to impact them. The salesman who just started there, it's going to impact them tremendously. Business is going to be hard. The advertisers, tough time for advertisers, tough time for sales. You know, the economy's slowing down. Nobody's buying products. Stores are closed. We're not doing business. We're not traveling. Look at the airlines. Look at the hotels. Look at the cruise liners. Look at the resorts. As we head towards the summer, what's going to be open? What's not going to be open? What is going to be available? What's not going to be available? So this is, as we said, a time where we're living with an uncertainty. We're living with and on top of that, everyone's trying to stay healthy, not knowing if the next day someone they know or love or themselves is going to get floored by this virus. All we can do is get up, put one foot in front of the other, and do the best we can each day. And just be more than civil to each other. Just be more helpful and more caring, I guess. That's all you can really do. It's a strange, strange time. There's no handbook for this one. They're making this up as they go along. You can see it. You can see the people who go up there to explain things. They are making it up as they go along. But it's not their fault. There's no playbook for this one. There's no handbook. This is one they didn't see coming. Now, the next time, yeah, there'll be a handbook for this. But this time, there isn't one. And I think it's the uncertainty that is so hard to digest. I think it's the uncertainty that is making it so tough for Wall Street. There's no beginning. There's no end. You don't know when it's going to start. You don't know when it's going to finish. Is it going to be 2 weeks? All right, we can live with that. Is it going to be 3 weeks? All right, I can tolerate that. Is it going to be a month? Is it going to be 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? We're going into a recession. I think we're going into more than a recession. You don't like to use a word that goes past recession, but boy, oh boy, nothing is moving. These businesses are closed. Restaurants are closed. The mall's closed. And the world of entertainment, Broadway, is closed. Sports is closed. It's going to be amazing. The impact on this is going to be so, so unbelievable. You don't want to be a doomsayer, but this is going to take a while to come out of. This is going to be easy. We really are digging a hole here. There's no question. But the first thing is we got to get past the health part of it. That's the most important thing because you can't do anything without that. So that's the first part. We got to get past the idea of the virus. And they're not going to come up with a drug that's going to work for a long time. I mean, they're trying and they're working at record speed, but it's still going to take a while. They started a trial today. If that trial works, the results of it won't be known for a year. And they just injected the first person today. 1 year. Amazing. You don't realize how much you miss some of the stuff till it's gone, do you? I mean, you knew you'd miss, you're coming off the winter time, you're waiting for the good stuff to start again. Opening day, NCAA tournament, Selection Sunday, et cetera, et cetera. And then nothing. Strange, strange times. Back after this.
With a 1010 Winds AM coronavirus update, I'm Lori Madden. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut banning gatherings of 50 people or more. It's delivery only for restaurants and, yes, bars, which are given the okay for alcohol takeout. The Dow plunges 3,000 points. For 24-hour coverage, go to 1010 Winds AM or tell your smart device to play 1010 Winds.
Smart car buyers are finding there's a lot of value in a pre-owned vehicle. The really smart ones are finding that vehicle at Paul Miller Certified. For example, if you lose your keys, they'll replace them free of charge. It's part of the Paul Miller difference, where integrity lives. Visit paulmiller.com.
Attention entrepreneurs. Amazon is looking for business leaders who want to build their own package delivery companies. If you're passionate about hiring and coaching great teams, this might be for you. With built-in demand, access to Amazon's technology and experience, and a suite of discounts on assets and services, this is a chance to build and grow a logistics business in your community. Be part of a fast-growing industry by partnering with Earth's most customer-centric company. Applicants must meet additional requirements. Visit logistics.amazon.com.
Is your marketing more fairy tale than reality? In real life, the tortoise gets crushed. Good products don't sell themselves, and out of sight means out of business. Didit delivers marketing for today. DIDIT.com.
Frontage Clinical Services, located in Secaucus, New Jersey, is looking for participants who are smokers to take part in a clinical study requiring 7 overnights at their research facility. Male and female participants between ages 21 to 65, call now, 877-298-9071, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to book an appointment. Upon completing the clinical research trial, each participant may receive up to $3,300. Call now, 877-298-9071. Frontage Clinical Services is looking for participants who are smokers to take part in a clinical study requiring 7 overnights at their research facility. Male and female participants between ages 21 to 65, call now, 877-298-9071, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to book an appointment. Upon completing the clinical research trial, each participant may receive up to $3,300. Call now, 877-298-9071, to speak with a recruiter to see if you pre-qualify.
Are you ready to switch mobile providers? Spectrum Mobile is a better way to mobile, delivering the fastest overall speeds and the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. And now we're bringing you 5G with faster speeds for an even better mobile experience. And of course, we have the latest 5G phones. Speed, reliability, value. Spectrum Mobile, a better way to mobile, now with 5G. Visit spectrum.com/mobile for details and to find a store near you.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
1-800-GOT-JUNK sure brought the springtime to my house.
Did your wife tell you what happened when she pointed at junk?
It disappeared. She was so happy.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We leave behind happy places and happy faces.
In a clean garage and a decluttered house.
We work until midnight 7 days a week.
And we can be there in 90 minutes.
When you want junk to disappear, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The Mercedes-Benz Spring Event is here. Lease the all-new GLB 250 4MATIC SUV for $419 a month. At Mercedes-Benz of Edison, 36 months, 3713 due at signing, taxes, title, MV fees extra. Details at 1-800-FOR-Mercedes.
Zoom didn't invent video conferencing. They just made it better. Ready for more? Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system to make and receive phone calls, capture call recordings, and easily escalate to video if the need arises. And it works wherever you are, in the office or on your mobile device. Zoom built this for you. Exceptional audio quality, reliable service, one easy app. Sign up for Zoom Phone online at Zoom.com and meet happy with Zoom.
If you like piña colada,
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
For first-class service at affordable prices, schedule an appointment at a Ray Catena Service Center. Ray Catena, the legend in luxury auto. And you know the NFL is going to dominate everything. They always do anyway, but now they're going to really dominate everything because they're going to be the only one having real news here as they will open their season, as we know. And there's plenty of news to be had. Of course, the story that never dies. It's starting by the process of elimination. I told you all along, not that I had any information, I don't think anybody did, but I shouldn't, that Brady would go back to New England. I always thought he would. I thought if he did leave, Tennessee made sense. We know Tennessee is off the board. It made sense because they were good. They were ready to win. He and Vrabel were very close. He had the back there that could really make it easy for Tom on play action. It's not happening. I did hear from a couple of people that there was, at least on Tom's part, and I don't know how, listen, I don't have a relationship with Tom Brady, so I can't answer this, but people I know who do told me they thought that Tom was really taking a serious look at San Francisco at one point. That's off the table also. So I think he will go back. You know, I can't see Tom going to a bad team. I really don't think he'll go to a team that isn't ready to win. So I would be very surprised if he did. I think he'd go back to New England instead of doing that. I really do. So I think he's going to go back to New England. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't, especially now that Tennessee's off the board. I know people were interested in San Francisco, but, that's off the board. So I don't buy some. I never bought the Calvary rumor. I told you that from the beginning. I never thought there was anything there that I don't see Tom going to Tampa. I know that Tampa has come up in the last couple of days. I just don't see that. I don't think he's just going to go take a couple extra bucks. So what's he going to do, make an extra $10 million or something? And he's going to worry about it. You know, he's going to go to a place where he's got very little chance to win for $10 million? I don't see that. He's got plenty of money. His family money is enormous because his wife makes more money than he does. So at least she did for a long time. I don't know if she still does, but she did for a long time. Money not an issue. I think more than anything else, he's going to want to worry about culture and making sure that if he's going to keep being who he is and competing the way he competes, he's going to want people to follow along the same way. That would mean going back to where he's from, where he knows where things are going to be done a certain way. Otherwise, it would be an incredible culture shock for him if he didn't do that. So I still think that would be the case. So I think after all this talk and all this conversation and all these different stories that had him going here, there, and everywhere, I think he's probably going to wind up back in New England. And that's probably the right place to go. That's probably where he belongs. As he finishes this thing out, that's probably where he belongs. But the NFL is going to really have everything their own way because there's nothing else going on. So they are really going to be they're gonna be the only thing anybody can talk about. So, yes, they're going to do things a little differently. Yes, they're going to have to have this process and have these destinations solved and decisions made without a lot of contact. It's a very different time right now. They will go forward with the draft, but in a very different way. So that will mean... What it will mean is that the teams that do it better will do it better again. See, whatever parameters you put out there, the teams that know what they're doing will always know what they're doing. The teams that don't will always get hurt because they don't, no matter what the parameters are, they don't know how to do it anyway. The ones that are good at it are good at anything that is thrown at them. They're very rarely put in a position where they aren't ready. So whatever limitations are put on everybody, it's a positive for those that are good at it because they have a bigger advantage than they normally have. And that will be the case this year in free agency. That will be the case especially in the draft this year where scouting is going to come up bigger than normal because there's going to be obviously less contact with players, less individual workouts, fewer visits, fewer workouts, fewer hands-on stuff, fewer meetings, fewer, you know, in-person demonstrations. So from that standpoint, it will make you fall back on other ways to make decisions. And for one draft, they'll have to live with it that way. We'll see you tomorrow. Find something to keep you busy this night. I'm sure there's something out there. You know, there's plenty of different channels. I can tell you that much. Although soon enough, we'll all have nothing to watch. Hey, one thing is you can go back now the way TV is now, you can go back and find something to watch. That's for sure. There's an episode of something you can watch sometime down the road. There's something there. You got like a show of some kind. So there's always something you can find. We'll be digging it out. That's the way this is going to work here for the next couple of weeks or months. Needed to get it to be about 70 every day. When it's about 70 every day, at least we'll have golf, you know, 65, 70. Right now, still a little chilly. Steve Summers is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.